Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
That's globally, Keith.
In the world, globally.
Anyway, on this planet.
Earth.
Anywhere.
Got it.
We've ever seen a sale.
Loud and clear.
Yeah, okay.
$10 billion.
Yeah?
It's a lot of PS5s.
That's so many. I couldn't even do the math on how many PS5s that is.
Can't convert.
Hour two here on Jones and Keith. See, this is why the bots are going to take over.
We can't
do that math, but they can do it.
Immediately.
2 seconds they can do that. We're going to talk to Rob Bradford coming up at 11:30. As we do each and every Thursday. He sat down with Craig Breslow yesterday, got his explanation on this whole AI firestorm with the Red Sox and their interviews. Some more on that from Bradfo, along with what's going on with the Red Sox moving forward. We'll also get to ESPN's quarter-century NFL team.
How about this?
A lot of Patriots represented on
there. The all-century team.
Did they get it right? We'll go on the clock at high noon. What the Red Sox should do now that they've traded away Rafael Devers. But Lakers sell yesterday. I'm shocked the Buss family moved the Lakers, to be honest.
I know. It's like their thing. Right. I watched season one of, what'd they call it? It wasn't called Showtime.
Sick brag.
Because I think they were like afraid to call it Showtime because there's another channel called Showtime. You know, they're the Showtime Lakers.
Like, did you like that show? Winning Time.
It was fine.
I think Arcan legitimately like loved that show.
I thought it was fine.
Yeah.
Jerry West, the late Jerry West, did not like the show.
Mm.
They made him out like an absolute a-hole. And so, again, they stand by everything. They're like, we did a lot of research on this show. But anyway, it's all about like Jerry Buss and sort of what the Lakers were and how he kind of took them from that into what they've become today. So it was like a very personal thing for him. Obviously no longer with us as well. So you're like, now that the Lakers are being sold, 20 years ago it never would have happened. 10 years ago it never would have happened. But now here we are. I mean, for $10 billion, I guess it's kind of hard to say no to that.
Okay, so score one for the Lakers. You know, they may have fallen behind on the championship banner race, but $10 billion compared to $6 billion is a pretty big flex for L.A. Somewhere Irv is... He's like, curled up in a ball. Pounded.
Yeah.
Very feebly.
It's like, what
pounding
is this?
The desk. I mean, the man's he's an older man. Yeah. But very, very feebly pounding the desk.
Big
where
sale.
The Lakers pretty much doubled him up.
Not even the biggest sale in the NBA in the last 6 months.
Seriously.
It's crazy.
And I do love this. Wick is going to stay on as the governor. Mark Cuban was going to. He already isn't. Stay on as the governor. Jeannie Buss is totally going to stay on as
Definitely.
The governor.
Yeah, Cuban had a lot of say when they traded Luka Doncic away.
Like the ego on these billionaires to be like, oh, no, nothing's changing. We're just making a bunch of money, but I'm still in charge. Don't worry. So fraudulent. You're going to see it with the Lakers. You saw it with Cuban. If you have a brain, you know that's going on with Wick as well. But here's the question. Can the Celtics keep up in this NBA? Because I'd imagine Mark Walter, the individual, he already owned 20% of the Lakers. He now owns the full team, the majority of the team. He owns the LA Dodgers. I think he owns the Sparks as well. It's unclear on if he owns the arena. I was surprised the Buses didn't own the arena.
I had no idea on that because, like, what, the Forum or whatever was, like, such a big
deal back then.
Well,
they built the Forum, but I think when we were looking this up, they leased Staples/Crypto, I believe.
Yeah,
potentially from this guy. I was trying to get more info on that. Terp was pointing us in that direction.
Yeah.
But this guy owns the Dodgers. And think about the way he runs the Dodgers. Taxes be damned. We don't care. We're pursuing championships. We're going to do whatever it takes to bring in talent. Spend. And we're going to continue to do that. And Major League Baseball and the NBA really aren't all that different when it comes to being willing to pay these luxury taxes and second apron. You've detailed before, Keith, if you want to keep your core together, these basketball penalties in the second apron are nothing.
You can. If you don't think you need to add to your team, like, you're really not going to get penalized.
It comes back to a billionaire and their taxes is what it comes back to. And I imagine this guy's going to spend. And we've been saying the total opposite about the Celtics' new ownership group. Bill Chisholm, as somebody put it to me, had to find nickels under the couch cushions to go buy the Celtics. He was rounding up other rounds of investment late, trying to push this thing over the goal line. Mark Walters like, yeah, no, I'll buy him. No problem. $10 billion. Boom. So I imagine he's going to spend like crazy. Maybe to keep LeBron, definitely for Doncic, and investing in the team. And when superstars come available, he's going to buy them up. That's how he runs the Dodgers. We're talking about the total opposite with the Celtics and Bill Chisholm. We're like, how are they going to nickel and dime and get under the second apron? And how far are they going to go? Is it just going to be a piece like Sam Hauser and maybe Jrue Holiday and Porzingis? Or are we talking Jaylen Brown? Are we talking Derek White? What are we talking?
Right.
I don't think they're going to be talking like that with the Lakers. And I wonder if the Celtics can keep up. That's what I wonder.
Yeah, no, it's a fair question, because that was one of the reasons why when there was like the rumor about like Bezos, like could Bezos buy the team? And you're like, yeah, I kind of hope he does, because like literally money doesn't matter. Right. Like, give me the best team. I want it's fun. Let me own this team.
But this guy, isn't this guy even better than Bezos, because he's got a track record with a professional sports team in that city?
Yeah. I was referring more to like Chisholm and being like a Chisholm. Once they got Chisholm, you're like, all right, I don't really know how this is going to go.
No, but I'm sorry. I understood the point. Just I wanted a deep-pocketed owner, but even Bezos, I had some questions. Like, how's he going to run
a
professional sports franchise?
No,
this guy, you have a track record in that, a very recent track record in that city. And so, no, but I definitely wanted.
This guy owns an F1 team. He owns, like you said, the Dodgers and the Sparks. He owns the Professional Women's Hockey League. I guess he owns the whole league.
The
PWHL, that's what it says.
He owns the fleet.
He owns
all of them.
He owns them all. He owns part of Chelsea, I think, in the Premier League. Yeah. So he's got his hands in a few pies.
Look,
he's
well off.
He is,
as they say.
65 years young and just kind of owns all of sports.
So do you think... Do you think the Celtics can keep up with guys like this?
I mean, I don't.
The way the Mavs sold off Luka Doncic, ironically.
No,
but like, you know, you're talking about real deep-pocketed owners in Dallas.
I don't.
And you're talking
about this
guy now. Like,
I never kind of did, because even prior to this guy stepping in and buying the Lakers, and for what he's buying it for... It's just there were so many messages right off the rip. All the interviews that Wick Rosbeck has done, like going back to his time when he joined Greg's show and was talking about no team will ever be in the second apron 2 years in a row. And
the Lakers might be.
They might.
Yeah.
If LeBron tells them to, they probably will be. If LeBron stays, first of all, and then if they add guys to LeBron and Luka, then yeah, they very well could. But there's already been so much smoke around the whole situation this offseason that it's like, the Celtics are obviously going to strip down parts from their team. And if they don't, that would be the big surprise. If they kept everybody and let Tatum, you know, nurse his injury and kept the guys who are under contract, who are everybody with the exception of Horford and Cornette, if they just brought everybody back, we'd be surprised. Like, now we're anticipating them. Like, the whole offseason is going to be about shedding salary. So they've already put that out there. So, no, I don't think they're going to try to... Yeah, I'm not saying all of a sudden they're going to be at the bottom of the league in spending, like anything like that, anything drastic.
And look,
but
if you want to be positive, it's not like the Grosbecks were the wealthiest owners in the league before, and they just had a very successful 20-year run with multiple championships in there. So it's not like you've had the deepest pocketed owners. Bill Chisholm definitely has more money than Wick and Irv. And so, okay, like maybe you did get deeper pockets. I don't think you're going to be able to keep up with the Lakers. And, oh, by the way, I think that thing Wick said, and he said it to Greg Hill, no team's going to stay in the second apron more than 2 years in a row, which was a sign for what the Celtics were about to do, we think, this offseason, number one.
We'll see.
And number two, let's see if that's how the Lakers do it. Let's see if that was nonsense and Wick was right, or if the Lakers immediately blow it right out of the water with their new owner. Because, again, if this guy runs it anywhere near the way he's running the Dodgers, they're not going to give two craps about the second apron and their bottom line. They're going to chase star talent and championships. Mm-hmm. That's what they're going to do.
You know, under contract right now, the Celtics, it's way more, obviously, right? For next year, they're at the top of the league, $223 million committed as of right now. The Lakers is $189. So they are under that, whatever that number is.
Yeah, right now.
But they need to add to that team. I mean, they have LeBron and Luka and not really
a whole lot
else.
Get ready for them to add Durant, Giannis. Like, I'd put him right in the Giannis mix now that this guy's there.
Yeah, Durant, Giannis, good ones. Both, you know, Booker. Like, I mean, I think LeBron likes all those guys. I could see that happening. Oh, by the way, I got some intel here. Mark Walter.
Yeah.
He does, in fact, own all of the Professional Women's Hockey League. And at the end of it, they give out the Walter Cup named after him.
Wow.
Yeah.
You want to talk about
Move over, Lord Stanley. The Lord Walter Cup.
Lord Stanley's like, I didn't own yeah. multiple professional sports franchises for billions and billions of dollars.
You know who gave me that intel?
No.
Shime.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Shime was on it.
Shime good was on one, that. Shime.
Yeah, good pull.
Was this his lead? I don't know.
I don't think it was his lead.
I'm not typically up. Yeah. No offense. I'm not typically up at, you know, 6 in the morning. But, okay, good. Wow, good intel from Shime.
Yeah, not bad. The Walter Cup. So, all right. Is that a little look at me? Maybe. Some would suggest it is a little look at
me. Well, now that we're talking this out.
So you don't think he's going to be one? That strikes me as the guy that's going to be want to host the Larry O'Brien and then eventually change the name of it. Let's call this the Walter Trophy.
Should we start handing out the Jones and Keefe Haas of the Week? Like, should we jam our names on Haas of the Week?
The Jones and Keefe Haas of the Week.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, I think let's steal a page.
We haven't had
Mark
one
Walter's
in
playbook.
A couple weeks, have we?
No, we got a suggestion yesterday that maybe Brad Stevens should be the Jones and Keefe Haas of the Week since he's basically Will Campbell's size.
He looked similar size to Will Campbell in that photo. But no, I would think that's just more of a bad sign that Campbell's we have to take away the Haas of the Week that he won before.
Oh, Campbell's.
Retroactively taking it
it's
away.
It's like a Heisman.
Yeah. When he was the fourth pick in the draft, I think we gave him Haas of the Week, but we might have to remove it.
We might have to cross that off the list. Okay, fair enough. So can the Celtics keep up with teams like the Lakers now going forward in the NBA? Celtics are ready to peel off salary. I would tell you to get ready for the Lakers adding a crap load of it. If it's anything like how this guy runs the Dodgers. 617-779-7937. I have a secondary question off of this as well as it relates to the Red Sox. $10 billion, Keith, the most globally ever on this planet.
Earth
that we've ever seen.
Yeah.
I mean, does John Henry have a number for the Red Sox? And would he consider something like that? I mean, this was no reporting on this, completely out of left field. Like, where'd this even come from?
I think
over $1.2 trillion.
I kind of feel like no, honestly.
Really?
So, Ginny Buss, who's like the owner of the Lakers, like, what other teams does she own? No other teams, right? Like, Jerry Buss owned the Lakers. That was his life. He was committed to the Lakers. That's what they did. Mark Walter, John Henry's more like Mark Walter than he is like Ginny Buss. You know, Henry has a hockey team. He was involved in his NASCAR, golf, soccer.
He's got a portfolio of sports teams.
Because it feels like, obviously, a ton of money. That'd be great. Like, you're in the business to make money and all that stuff. So you never say never. But I feel like just the way John Henry and Fenway Sports Group, for God's sakes, that's what they call it. What if they sold the Red Sox? I feel like they'd be in on another baseball team. Like, I feel like he wants to own a lot of teams and a lot of leagues. I think he's more likely to buy a basketball team than he is to sell the Red Sox.
Okay. Is a way to buy a basketball team selling the Red Sox. Like, look.
Yeah, but then I think he'd be like, man, I kind of want a baseball team.
It turns out you might need
$10
million to buy an NBA team. And, like, the Lakers are on the high end. But let's say you need now more than $6 billion. Did I say million?
Yeah.
More than $6 billion to buy a team. I don't know if the next sale is going to be more than the Lakers. I doubt it. But it's going to be more than the Celtics for sure.
I also don't know if buying a basketball team is really all that smart of an investment, to be honest.
It's a better investment than a baseball team.
Yeah, I guess.
Now, you're not buying it. When they bought
correct.
Probably was a good time to buy in for the Red
so
Sox.
So pretty soon, you're going to be paying all your players $80 million a year, and you're like, you already had to buy in at this insane rate. Like, at what point do you kind of get all your money back and then start making a lot of money? I don't know. Like, I just... Doesn't it also strike you that the Grossbecks and the Cubans and the buses are all like, yeah, we're done. I don't know. That'd be a red flag to me. Now, if you're like Bezos or this Walter guy, maybe you're not. And maybe even Henry, I mean,
the flip side of that, though, is they're selling for $5, $6, and $10 billion.
But so when will they sell for $20 billion? Because, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but wait, and I would lump Henry in with somebody like Cuban where he's like, well, I bought in at this price, and now I'm getting X.
Yeah.
Like, I should go, that's a good investment. I've made my money back 100x.
But Cuban's also, like, I know he's involved in Shark Tank, and I'm sure he's involved in, like, 1,000 businesses, but he's not, like, piling up all the
sports franchises
teams that he has.
No, that's true.
Like, that's pretty, you know, Henry Walter. There's a few other guys that do that, too, that own multiple teams. Magic Johnson, for God's sakes. Magic Johnson's owning multiple teams. But, yeah, I don't know. It just seems like such a huge number. And these guys that seem like they loved it, and they were like, Cuban stands out even more so than the other ones. Like, loved it. It was his life. He's front row at every game. And then he's like, yeah, I'm getting out of this.
Yelling at the officials.
No, yeah, he's nuts. He, like, thought he was on the team. And then he's like, now he's like, I'll sell it. So that would have been, like, a big, like, red flag to me if I was Bill Chisholm or somebody else and be like, all right, why is Cuban getting out of the NBA right now?
This is a good point in the Twitch chat by our guy Monty Mac. They own the whole neighborhood just about. They're not selling. So they probably wouldn't sell until Fenway Corners is done. I do agree with that. Like, you want to see
Fenway Corners.
You want to build up that whole area. But, like, at some point in time, is Henry going to look at it and go, and I don't know what you can realistically get for the Red Sox. I don't know what their valuation is off the top of my head. But, you know, let's say you can get whatever your number. I guarantee the guy's got a number. He's a numbers guy. I guarantee he's got a number. And at some point, if you get it, just like the buses got theirs, just like the Grossbecks got theirs, and maybe there was more, you know, life circumstances coming into that one, just like Cuban got his. If you get your number, you got to think about selling, right? And where these prices are going, I wouldn't rule out that Fenway Sports Group wouldn't take that money and then turn around and invest it somewhere else. Weren't they just linked the other day to buying a team in La Liga? Like the top of the Spanish soccer table?
I believe so, yeah. Yeah, I don't see the Red Sox on this list. I'm looking at like...
For a value, like a Forbes valuation?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even want to throw the number out of the top of my head because I don't want to be wildly off. But what are they valued at? Like $5
billion? Yeah, 4.5 according to last year.
Okay.
In the same list, though, it says the Lakers are 7.7. So, like,
yeah, so you're going to get more. Yeah, you're going to get more than that valuation, and the Red Sox should get even more than that.
Yeah.
They own Nesson. They own, I mean, they could spin off a bunch of things if they wanted to, but they own Nesson. They own, as the Twitch chat pointed out, a bunch of real estate in and around the area. So it's
the Boston Globe.
It's not just the ball club.
Yeah.
It's, you know, a lot of other things that come along with the ball club as well. So they're going to get a lot more than the $4.5 billion would be my point.
And you get all the AI bots that do the interviews. You get all those included.
Although maybe
it's good value.
Maybe Henry wants to keep that.
Keep a couple.
Cut that out of the sale. And that'll...
No deal unless we get one of those.
That'll knock down the return just a little bit. Okay, you guys can discuss. 617-779-7937. We spent much of the first hour on the Red Sox going back through Craig Breslow and his track record to this point. I think people have it wrong when they say he's Chaim Bloom. And I actually think he's hit on quite a few more deals than you realize, especially this year. Like, I like almost every deal he made this offseason, up to and including the Rafael Devers trade.
Harrison Hicks. They both suck.
I don't love the return, but I do.
The return's been poor.
I like Devers off the team. I do. And, oh, by the way, Giants still haven't won with Devers, and the Red Sox just took a series and moved back into playoff position without Rafi Devers.
Although it's heating up, this weekend series is going to be a lot of fun. I
would say it's fair to put a little more weight on the head-to-head series than the first series leading into it.
It would also be great if it wasn't at 10:15 local here.
At least it's a Friday.
Well, it might be good for the Red Sox, depending on how it goes. They might be very happy.
If Devers smashes dingers.
Yeah.
I feel like I should do Devers dinger for the pick of the week, but
that's a good call.
I need something else. Do I do Devers dinger and Giants win, or do I do two Devers dingers? And then that way the Red Sox can still win.
I
gotta double check.
He's gonna hit two?
I mean, he
might. That ballpark?
Yeah, probably not.
That thick soupy air? I don't think so.
That could help, no?
No.
You don't think a soupy hoop?
You think it helps a home run?
Soupy air?
No, I don't. I mean, not to tell you what to do. You've been on a heater over there. I shouldn't question the delicate genius. But Giants win and a Devers home run feels about right.
All right.
I don't know if it gets you to your threshold.
I got to double check. I'll circle back. That could be tomorrow's pick of the week. Okay. So stay tuned on that.
Ooh, this is a good point. When you buy the Red Sox, you also get the NESN 360 app on top of that as well.
Oh, yeah.
That's
that definitely works. People never complain about
that's
it.
That's raking in dollars.
Can't wait to get rid of that thing.
617-779-7937. Discussing the Lakers sale. Can the Celtics keep up with their new ownership group with teams like the Lakers, especially if LA is going to run it the way that Mark Walter is running the Dodgers? And would John Henry consider selling in this new climate? Plus, Rob Bradford joins us every Thursday at 11:30. You can check him out, Baseball Isn't Boring, on the Odyssey app and on WEEI. We'll check in with Bradfoe right after Trending with Billy Lane.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.